Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Jonathan Alexander covers the Houston Texans for the Houston Chronicle. He used to work here in these parts. Missed a heck of a basketball game last night at PNC Arena. I know you would have had a good time at that. But let's talk a little football. Appreciate, especially as the playoffs are cranking up. And congratulations to the Texans. You saw this coming, right? At the beginning of the season, DeMeco Ryans, year one, rookie quarterback, playoffs.
I did not. I think I had the Texans as a 6-win team. So they've exceeded my expectations. I bet they've even exceeded their own expectations. So, yeah, it's been a good season for them.
And there's no question about that. A lot of that has to do with the offense. Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicles here with us as we kind of, I guess, get people more familiar with the name Bobby Sloak. Who is the offensive coordinator and had a rookie quarterback to work with. But I guess his background was more defense at the beginning of his career. And he's got a long history with the Shanahans. He worked with Mike in D.C. About 12, 13 years ago. Then after getting out of football, worked with Kyle and then flipped only a few years ago over to the offensive side. Is he a savant?
Yeah, he comes from a family of coaches. Like, his dad has been in the league. His dad coached in Canadian Football League as well. So, you know, coaching, his mother was a track coach and I think an Olympian as well. So they have a family of coaches and just athletes. And, you know, he started out in defense, like you said. And I think he always had a desire to get in the offense. His dad was a defensive mind, but he always had a desire to get in the offense, and he did that. And he said success learned under Kyle Shanahan. Mike Shanahan is his mentor, like you mentioned briefly. And he's just kind of learned under that Kyle Shanahan tree. He's been able to pluck stuff from there. And as you can see, people under that Shanahan tree are having success in the NFL right now. And it's Bobby Sloak, he's a smart guy who knows both sides of the football, and he'll be a good coach someday.
You know, it's interesting. I once asked David Cutcliffe, former Duke coach, about what's the first thing you do with a young quarterback, and he says, the first thing I do is I teach them defense. And you have to know both, obviously, to be a successful quarterback in the league, so that certainly sounds like a good idea. If I had to ask you to describe what the Houston Texans are offensively, what would you say?
Explosive. They are, I think, second or third in the league in most pass plays of 20 yards or more. They know how to carve up zone defenses. And as you can see, that's what happened in the Colts, even on that first play of the game, from C.J. Stroud to Nico Collins. But they're an explosive offense. They're still a work in progress. They're not consistent very much in the running game, and when they're consistent in the running game, when they get the running game going, then they're really hard to beat. Of course, they're dealing with some injuries. Tank Dell was a huge part in that, but they still have Nico Collins, who's one of the best wide receivers, who's turned out to be one of the best wide receivers in the league, and then a quarterback who's going to be a future star in this league.
I don't know future. I mean, he might be a star right now. I mean, they're already talking about, I saw on ESPN, how many quarterbacks in the NFL would you take over C.J. Stroud right now? And I'm like, we have really advanced the conversation. And that's great. So, obviously, Bobby Sloak and C.J. have worked well together. How has that progressed over the course of the season in terms of giving him more and more and more? And if the Panthers went that way, you know, how would he approach maybe dealing with Bryce Young?
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Yeah, I talked to Bobby Sloak about this on a couple of occasions. Early in the season, it was Bobby Sloak's first time calling plays too, so he was kind of a rookie as well.
Right.
And, you know, they didn't give CJ as much. And then they started to see around that Colts game that he could handle more than what they initially thought. And they started being on the same page. The communication was great between the two. As Bobby Sloak said, they were talking the same language, and that just allowed them to fully trust what CJ could do, and they have no attachments on him, no limitations on him ever since week three. It's just been full go, and that's allowed CJ to, even when the offense or the first read or the play breaks down, you know, CJ is able to improvise. Because he just has a depth knowledge, and he's on the same page with Bobby Sloak and how they can attack defenses. And they've just grown tremendously since the first game. You know, even since he suffered a concussion, he's
right.
Completing 75% of his passes. So they're in one right now, in sync right now.
How much autonomy does D'Amico Ryans give his offensive coordinator?
He gives it all. Bobby Sloak runs the entire offense. I actually learned this a couple weeks ago. He does provide some input in maybe how, like a few suggestions here and there,
right.
But he lets Bobby completely run the offense. So Bobby's basically head coach of the offense.
Well, that's encouraging. If Bobby Sloak was tapped by David Tepper, he would only have to deal with an owner who is apparently suggesting plays. Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle. All right, how does this game shape up between Houston and the Joe Flacco-led Cleveland Browns? I cannot believe I just said that out loud.
I know, man. Yeah, I think it's going to be one of their tougher games. The Texans obviously struggled the first time they met the Browns.
Yep.
Of course, C.J. Stroud wasn't playing. But Jim Schwartz just seems to have a stranglehold on Kyle Shanahan tree offenses. he's had success. I think that was a stat that I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's like 1-14 Kyle Shanahan tree offenses against Jim Schwartz defenses. But like they've been, or 1-9, I'm sorry. But they've just been that good. And I think CJ Stroud does make this a little bit different, just his ability to throw the accurate ball, because Case Keenum just couldn't do anything.
Right.
But I do think if the Browns are able to shut down Nico Collins and put a lot of attention on Nico Collins, then the Texans have to wonder, you know, where they get offense from, because they didn't get much offense from any other guys other than Nico last week. And a little bit from Dalton Schultz, who had 42 yards receiving. But outside of that, nobody caught balls. I think that's the biggest X factor in whether the Texans can get Nico Collins the ball and whether they can run it. Because outside of that, they'll be in trouble.
I mean, it's just the contrast between C.J. Stroud and Joe Flacco in terms of age, experience, I mean, athleticism. This has to be the big at one end of the spectrum to the other. If you were ever going to put a timeline on two quarterbacks opposing each other in a playoff game, it should be a blast. Jonathan Alexander at John M. Alexander on Twitter. covers the Houston Texans for the Chronicle. I appreciate your time, man. Have a good time this weekend, and we'll check in when you guys get to the Super Bowl.
I appreciate you having me.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.